life is not ours to own, to direct, and to claim a right to, any more than I have a right to claim my own breath or life. Everything, the stars in the sky, the birds in their nests, the refrigerators in our kitchens, is entrusted to us from God. Every single bit of it, from the smallest thing to the biggest. This one race I'm running, this life I'm living, is a gift to me from God. And so is yours. Your life is a gift to you and to the rest of us. You are a gift to us. The breath in your lungs is a gift to this world, and it is also an act of worship, a prayer of grace to God. In Genesis 1, the word for the Spirit of God is translated to mean breath. It was the breath of God hovering over and moving upon the face of the waters, or, as other translations name it, the deep. In the story of creation, after all is said and done and God's dirt-caked hands hold a human form, it is this same breath that God imparts to us, and we become alive, living souls. We are not God. We know this. We are well acquainted with our smallness, and in the moments we forget, it doesn't take long before we bump into the sobering reality of our humanity. But this is also true. We are intimately and exquisitely crafted by the God who gives us this one race to run. We should not underestimate the breath in our lungs and how it links us to the one who gives us life. Every breath we breathe is a gossamer testimony rising toward the heavens. When everyone seems to be upping the ante and raising the qualifications for what it means to impact the world in meaningful ways, or to live a significant life, we write our story with our breath, and we make space on the earth for God. Sometimes breathing is the only prayer we can pray, and God hears our sigh and once again breathes the breath of life into us. We exhale, and it seems like such a little thing, but some days it is everything. It is communion, intimate and more than breathing oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. It is sacred, and it is holy. This agreeing with God that we need God for all of everything, and his joyful entering into our lives and ourselves and our very souls to make us one with him. We are gulping and breathing and sighing and gasping, and we realize our deep, deep hunger inside. The biblical account of creation reveals an extremely intimate relationship between humanity and God. Out of silence and darkness, God speaks, creating light and water and wind and waves. God populates the earth with creatures that gallop and slither and hop across the ground. God fills the sea with eels and whales and starfish and catfish. God creates trees that bear fruit and grass that reaches into the soil and up toward the heavens. And then, from the ground, God crafts humanity. Have you ever reached your hands down into the earth? Have you felt the warmth of the soil in the palm of your hands, the damp earth wrapping itself around your knees, your toes sinking into terra firma? Have you taken off your gardening gloves and welcomed the dirt?